The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In Orlando, meetings reach another level. Andrew Moyes, VP of Fan Expo HQ, had this to say about Orlando. Luxury hotels, Michelin restaurants, easy access through the airport. All those key things feed into the proper executive experience. And while you may know Orlando for its attractions, industries like healthcare, aerospace, and advanced manufacturing make it a hub for cutting-edge businesses. And that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
What do you do when the market goes crazy? I've got a great guest on the show today who has a lot of experience in the multifamily space. He leads a multifamily mastery, and he is one of the premier real estate investors in the world. I'm fortunate enough to have live from Florida today, Rod Khalif on the show. He's back. He was a guest on our show about 2 years ago where we deep dove into multifamily real estate. But today we're going to talk, you know, more broadly about what the heck is going on. Rod, good to have you here on the show, man.
Oh, thanks, Clayton. It's awesome to be back. Let's have some fun and let's you know, really have a conversation about what's happening right now, the fear and the potential impact on our businesses. And so, yeah, you know, I host a mastermind, as you mentioned. I host it's called the Multifamily Boardroom, and there's about $7 billion in assets represented by the members of that group. And we meet monthly, and our next meeting, of course, is about this coronavirus business and the impact, the potential impact on our business. I mean, forgetting, you know, the personal impact and the fear associated with that, but you know, what's the impact on us from a business standpoint? And you know, I will tell you, I've been saying that there needed to be a catalyst to. You know, what I've been saying is that we're going to run ahead.
You got
yeah,
a
yeah, yeah. That's about my point. I've been saying, unless there's a catalyst, I think we're good. Well, we just got a catalyst. And so, you know, all that's out the window now because this is impacting everything, every aspect of business, the supply chain, travel, you know, and you know, I think it could really turn into something massive. And I was just listening to an interview, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, talking about, you know,
the Joe Rogan podcast.
Just and the Joe Rogan show, that this has just started, and that, you know, that we can expect, you know, this is not like his analogy was that this is not a blizzard. This is a season.
Just off the bat, how serious is this? Is this something that we need to be terrified of, or is this overblown, or how do you stand on this?
Well, first of all, you have to understand the timing of it in the sense that it's just beginning. And so in terms of what hurt, pain, suffering, death has happened so far is really just beginning.
And that it's going to be here for at least a couple of months, maybe longer, and it could be very, very significant. So
yeah, I'm in Europe right now, and I just had my mother-in-law and father-in-law leave because of the travel ban, and they got out ahead of time, you know, U.S. citizens, and had to get out in time. We were in Italy not too long ago, and it was like a ghost town. Our Uber driver said, this is the first fare I've had in 10 days. There's panic. You know, no one's leaving their house. Restaurants were praising us for coming in. They were giving us extra drinks because, you know, they have to keep the tables 1 meter apart. And so it's been a nightmare. It's hitting, you know, the elderly population very hard. And in the real estate world, Italy is, you know, one of those countries suffering from an aging population crisis right now. And so to have this going through the aging population in Italy and other parts of Europe and around the world, and then not to mention what it's doing to mortgage rates. You know, you have in Italy right now, the government said, hey, mortgage reprieve. So if people have late payments because they can't work, we're going to have, you know, no one's getting a foreclosure. You're going to allow these late payments, work with them. I have to imagine the Federal Reserve is already thinking about this in the United States. So we could see ripple effects.
Trump, Trump started, you know, is trying to pass a bill, and you know, in his State of the Union or his talk last night, he's trying to pass. I'm just trying to find my notes from it because I took some notes as I was watching TV. Of course, the travel ban from Europe for 30 days, but you know, the highest risk was elderly. But I will tell you, you know, and so I called my brother last night. My mother's an assisted living in Denver. I said, you know, have you gone to the facility? He said, yeah, they don't even have hand sanitizer out there for people to come in. I said, well, that's just insane. Trump, of course, is trying to calm the population, and rightfully so. But they were talking about deferring tax payments and payroll tax and SBA relaxing their program to provide temporary loans. And so they're anticipating this to be a significant financial impact on the country, and I don't see how it couldn't be. Yeah. I mean, it's already impacting, you know, my business, because I do, you know, I do live events around the country. I've got one coming up in May, and we're still on track to do it. You know, and I'm going to go live to my audience later today, actually probably Friday night or Saturday. And we're just going to keep an eye on what Disney does and what Universal does. They're still open and operating, and of course they get people from all over the world. So that's kind of going to be our barometer for that event.
Yeah,
and of course you're
in Florida, so the event will be in Orlando.
It's going to be in Orlando.
More broadly about your business, I mean, as a multifamily investor, and of course you had, I think, I mean, we talked a couple of years ago, but a lot of single families. You do a lot, you know, a lot of multifamilies now. I think you still have some single families along the coastline.
I've got a handful, but my business is primarily multifamily. We bought 1,000 doors last year, Clayton, and we've got 800 doors under contract right now. And you know, and we are very conservative anyway because of what happened to me. I don't know if you recall my story. I lost $50 million in 2008. I mean, I crashed and burned. I lost everything. And because of what happened to me, I'm doubly more conservative. And so we've got, you know, big operating reserves. And I just had a conversation literally yesterday with the head of my acquisitions team. And we're even going to double down on our operating reserves. And just because, you know, when these things happen, it's going to impact your residents. It's going to impact the rents coming in. And even, you know, in 2008, the beautiful thing about multifamily is, you know, domestically, the average was about a 15% pullback. So, you know, I shudder to think it's going to be this situation is going to create something worse than that debacle in 2008.
No, that's a great point because, I look at where I invest and I look in those markets in the single family and duplex space, which I don't want to say anything's recession proof, but historically looking at those areas where you have high job demand, you know, you're away from the bubble zones, so to speak, mm-hmm. you're in areas mm-hmm. where you have low crime, expanding job market, population growth, all of those things, big businesses coming to those areas.
Today's episode is brought to you by Vistaprint. And I just want to give you a firsthand testimonial of how much I love these guys. I've been using them for years, but recently ordered our new round of business cards. And we were in the field, a big team meeting this week, and we were working. I had different meetings with different lenders, all kinds of different things. We were out in the field. And to have a new set of business cards, thanks to Vistaprint, is a game changer. Because when you're handing out your business card to people, you want to put that best professional foot forward, make an impression on those individuals, passing out your contact info. We still use business cards because it is a fantastic way to make that connection. People will keep it in their pocket. They're going to reference it back. And if you have a really classy looking business card, it goes a long, long way. I've seen some terrible business cards over the years, and that's where Vistaprint comes in. They have high quality, great looking cards at a very affordable price. So if you've got a next big opportunity waiting for you, we're here right now to help you own the now with free shipping on any business card that you pick in any quantity at Vistaprint. Choose whatever style, whatever finish, shape, or paper you like. You get free shipping thanks to what they're offering for our listeners right now. So you can plug in your information, your logo, into hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. You upload your own original layout, pick the paper stock, the style, the quantity that's right for you. You can even upgrade to a unique touch like rounded corners, which is really nice. and you can order and receive your cards with free economy shipping right now. So Vistaprint wants, they want you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners are going to get free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Just go to Vistaprint.com. You enter that promo code INVESTING for free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. When you're checking out, they've got a limited time offer on this. So own the now at Vistaprint.com and use that promo code INVESTING. Thanks, guys.
I feel like it's a lot different than 2008. We had a lot of people who were massively overleveraged, certainly in the single family space.
Sure,
people were getting all these properties. They couldn't afford the mortgages. And then, of course, the bottom fell out and their tenants couldn't afford the rent. So what do you see maybe that's different this time than 2008?
Yeah, good question. Well, everything you just said is accurate. And I will tell you, you know, when we're doing our analysis on a property, one of the biggest things we look at is not just business diversity. We look for employment sector diversity. So, mm-hmm. So we want to see, and I look for recession resistant employment sectors.
And what does that look like? Crushed, that's fascinating.
Well, so let me give you an example. So when I got crushed in 2008, most of my residents were either in retail, which got crushed, or in they were contractors. They were drywallers, electricians, plumbers, roofers, painters, you know, and all of that. And that fell off a cliff, as you know, for a few years. You know, remodels weren't happening. New builds fell off a cliff. And so none of them had work, you know, and there were some other factors for me here in Florida that caused me to crash and burn. For example, you know, Florida has no state income tax, so the property taxes are higher. You know, I had properties up and down the Gulf Coast, so I had wind insurance, flood insurance, which of all of this impacts cash flow. But the biggest thing for me was logistics. I had, you know, 800 houses, and I have nothing against houses, but definitely against the way I did it, which was I had houses 2 hours north, 2 hours south, and everywhere in between, and the logistics didn't make sense. Here's why. You know, I had apartment complexes as well at that time. If I sent a maintenance guy to one of my apartment complexes, we could stockpile parts. So we'd have plumbing parts, you know, the guts for plumbing, the HVAC, the appliances, the locks, you know, and a maintenance guy could get in and out in an hour and be done. Well, if I had to send him to a house that was an hour or an hour and a half away, he'd have to go see what was wrong because every house is different, then find a Home Depot or a Lowe's, come back, and what would take an hour at an apartment complex took all day at a house, and you multiply that times 800, and right. It just logistically Damn. Did not work. And one thing that I took from it, because, you know, I call it a seminar, I learned from the experience. It was a painful freaking seminar, but I right. learned, and one of the things I learned was to really pay attention to the types of industries that are around the assets that we're buying now, and are they recession resistant? For example, we've got an asset in Beaver Creek, Ohio, as an aside, got destroyed by a tornado and we're almost rebuilt now. 101 families had to move, the whole complex. But near that complex, there is a military base. Now, normally that would be a red flag for me, but this particular base is a tech research base. And I know damn well it's not going anywhere. Okay, right. So that's number one. But there's also, you know, higher education there. There are colleges. There's healthcare, big hospital facilities. These things aren't going to get hammered in a recession. And so that's kind of what I'm talking about.
No, I love that. And I hope my audience pays attention to that because it's what we try to preach here on this show. Those are the homes that we're building this year, over 400 of them, duplexes and single families, right in those areas of Texas and so forth where have, you know, new universities, or not new universities, new hospitals, universities with overwhelming demand.
Out in West Texas today at one of our projects, we're here for days going through just so many different new construction projects that we're working on. But this is one subdivision that we're building 31 units right now. The team is doing an amazing job. And so these are about 60 days away from being completed right now. I know when you look at them, you're like, how is that possible? But once we pour the slab, because there's no basement, it's about a 90-day turnaround from once the slab is poured. So just over there beyond that dumpster, you can see some of the other slabs that are being poured. And across the street, this will also be all developed as well. So I'm going to walk inside here and check out the progress. Super exciting to see this coming along. Today's episode is brought to you by LegalZoom. It's still earlier in the year, but if you run a small business, you know 2020 is going to fly by. That's why you should use LegalZoom right now to make sure that you're set up for success. Over the past 19 years, LegalZoom has helped more than 2 million Americans start their businesses by incorporating, forming an LLC, and more. But even after your business is set up, LegalZoom can still help you out with a lot more things like lease agreements, changing tax laws, and reviewing contracts. They all play a part in running your own business. We just saw some big changes to the tax code. I mean, you need to be up on top of this stuff, right? These are precisely the kinds of costly hurdles that can take time away from growing your business. So don't let that happen. LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys and tax professionals can provide advice to address these things and more. And you'll never get charged by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So go to LegalZoom.com today and enter the promo code INVESTING in the box at checkout for special savings. That's LegalZoom.com and use that code INVESTING. LegalZoom, where life meets legal.
So a diversity, that's why I was curious what you meant by that diversity of employment. And that's exactly what we try to preach here. Because if you have just one oil refinery and everyone's employed by that one oil refinery, God knows what happened to oil last week.
Well, we call it one horse towns. Yeah, we call it one horse towns. We do not want one horse towns, because if that horse gets sick or dies, you're in big trouble. But beyond that, take a look at the types of employment sectors that are around your assets as well. Because again, and then think to yourself, what happens if there's an economic pullback? Will those particular industries or types of employment be impacted? And that's kind of what I'm talking about. So I take it even deeper than just, you know, of course we look for an emerging market. We look for population increasing, income increasing, jobs increasing. All of that stuff's got to be there.
Right.
But again, I go deeper on that because the number one thing with rentals is jobs.
Right.
Period. Right. And so, you know, that's why, you know, again, I learned from my seminar in that regard.
So let's just run down some of the headlines today, Rod, and get your perspective on how the stock market and what happens in oil and the stock market and international travel could have an effect on real estate. You know, Germany right now, 70% will be infected, according to their government. Tom Hanks tested positive.
Right, crazy.
The NBA has suspended their season. We also have the U.S. Capitol is now shut down. People will not, the public is not able to go and visit there. And we just had the stock market has been shut down. Wall Street shut down the stock market because it dropped another 1,700 points. The circuit breaker halted the sale of stock.
Trading today.
So that was just about an hour ago. So as real estate investors, Rod,
yeah,
you know, what are the things you're looking for your staff researching right now to make sure you can weather this?
Well, yeah, I told you that before we started here that I actually have my staff researching this as we, in fact, I just got an email from them. Hold on. It's just to update me. So I have people researching this right now because and staying on top of it. We're trying to stay on top of this as well. And you just, I mean, since I watched the news this morning, you just told me a couple of things that I wasn't aware of. So it's like changing hourly. And so, you know, we are going to assess a liability number. I mean, that's always a concern as a multifamily property owner or a property owner in general. Are there any liabilities associated with this virus potentially, you know, in protecting your residence? So that's going to be a conversation we're going to discuss on my mastermind meeting. Obviously the economic impact. I mean, again, this is going to have an economic impact, and it's going to be sizable. And so, you know, again, God forbid it's anything like 08. I don't think it will be, because again, like Trump said last night, the economy is the strongest it's been in a long time. And I believe that unemployment's at an all-time low, but there are people already being laid off. I have read that as well. So, you know,
airlines stopping flights. And so they're not training new pilots, not taking on new trainees. And so you're right. So employment could be hammered in a way that we didn't expect.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's likely to be hammered. Okay. I'm certain that that's going to happen in some capacity. You know, let's hope that it's short-lived. Let's hope that that this thing blows over quickly. But you know, I'm hearing that yes, we have delayed what's happened, but we have not prevented it. In listening to that interview on Rogan
And we already have, to your point, Rod, we already have just now breaking is job losses. The first round of layoffs from coronavirus have now hit. So we're seeing this now at airlines, hotels, travel agencies, event companies have all been hammered hard. As you know, all of these events are being canceled. You're putting on an event. And
who knows what's going to happen with mine? I don't want to cancel it, but if there's going to be a danger and again, I'm going to watch what Disney does. If Disney shuts down, then I'll definitely cancel it or postpone it. Really, I won't cancel it. I'll just postpone it.
But, to get you out of here, to get you back to focus on your company right now, and you've got to talk to your audience, and I want to be respectful of your time. Where do you go from here? Do you do anything drastic, or do you just remain calm, just kind of analyze how your residents are responding in these different markets, jobs in these particular markets, healthcare in these particular markets?
I think the biggest thing we have to pay attention to and for ourselves is to not get caught up in the fear. Because again, what is fear? The only thing we can fear is the actual emotion of fear. That's all we should fear, in my opinion. And so, if you're someone with a suppressed immune system, then you should quarantine yourself until this blows by. And if the elderly, no question, there should be things put in place. But until we know more, I'm having a leadership meeting on Tuesday with my entire team to discuss this, to discuss the ramifications on not just our acquisition business in the multifamily space, but also the thought leadership business. I've got a significant thought leadership business with our, what equates to 7 live events a year that we do. So, we're talking about maybe live streaming. We're talking about, solutions, adding more value in some fashion, because it's going to have an economic impact on our business and my team. I would tell people, don't get caught up in fear, but don't sit there and hide your head under the sand either and expect this to go away without some ramifications. So start, proactively evaluating your personal situation, business related and personal, and make preparation to, in the event things do get worse, so that you're not caught blindsided.
Well, I like that we ended it on a positive note, which is to not be fearful. And that's, people can go crazy and lose their heads in scenarios like this. So I appreciate that.
They already are.
Yeah. I know it's scary. And we have to remember history. I was a history major. So just look at history and use that as a guidepost for these types of moments. Well, Rod, it's been great having you back here on the show. Hopefully we'll have you back in a few months when this all blows over. We can talk more multifamily and buy and hold and strategies for 2020 and beyond, my friend.
That would be a whole lot more fun, brother. All right. Well, listen, take care. Have fun over there. And thank you. And it was great seeing you, my friend.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Rod. And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing. And, don't lose your head in these situations. Go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I still believe it's the number one way to build wealth. You just got to be smart about it. We'll see you next time, everyone.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.